This is KERI News. I'm Duahli Saikautau. If Thomas Eric Duncan, the first person diagnosed with Ebola in the United States, had survived, he'd be celebrating his 43rd birthday Tuesday with family in North Carolina.
It's just past dinner time, and 86-year-old Nowai Garte Kakuia sits on a red sofa, stitching a purple traditional dress called alapa. She remembers the day when her son Eric was born.
He was born Friday, 8 o'clock sharp, right in my living room.
It was 1971 on her 3-acre farm in northeast Liberia. 20 years later, she says her baby was all grown up and managed to deliver to the family hard-to-get supplies during that country's civil war, including clothes.
No clothes, no bucket, no salt, no soap. He bought bucket, he bought soap, he bought clothes and sent it to us in the bush. He was so good. He was so good.
The war displaced nearly 500,000 people, including her family, first to the Ivory Coast, then to Ghana. In 1990, her daughter was granted political asylum in the U.S. Now they live just outside Charlotte. Another day Kakuia will never forget, the moment she was told about her son's death, when hospital officials asked her to sit down.
Sit down. I said, you want to tell me the truth? I can't see you, right? I'm confused. I don't know what to do for my son. Let his soul rest in peace.
Let his soul rest in peace.
This is a nightmare.
May Wura is Duncan's sister and a registered nurse in Charlotte.
Diagnosed in America, people came here sick and they survived. I don't think you're gonna die. No, not from Ebola. In America,
It was her suggestion that Duncan first go to the ER, fearing malaria or typhoid fever, known diseases in Liberia. But Presbyterian sent her brother home, even when records showed a 103-degree fever and travel from West Africa.
That was a red flag. I would, keep him there and do more tests. So I was concerned. I kept calling. So I said, maybe you need to go back to that hospital.
He did. 2 days later, and was correctly diagnosed with Ebola. She still has questions about her brother's care and why he died when 8 other Ebola patients in the U.S. survived. On October 4th, Duncan received his first dose of an experimental drug.
On the 7th, the report we got was great. I went home with high hopes. My mom, she had not eaten for days. She thought her son was going to make it. I thought you were going to make it too.
But her brother died the next morning, without a single family member by his side.
My brother was a compassionate person. I've never saw him mad. Never. He was a family person, loved everyone. That's why I hurt so bad. And we're going on Monday. I was hoping, I said, when I get there, I will have, I'll give him it.
After the tears, occasionally the anger comes back, especially when she thinks about people who called her brother a liar or a criminal.
Why would he come here with Ebola to infect people? Why would he do something like that? Come here to infect his mom, infect his children? Come here with Ebola to infect them? I just want to praise God that we are able to forgive. Because I'm telling you, it's a lot of anger.
The family reached a confidential settlement with the hospital a month after Duncan was cremated. Wura says her mother didn't care.
She just wanted her son back. Up to this day, what can we do? We have to forgive and move on.
One of the ways they do this is by filling plastic blue barrels with clothes and other donations to send to Liberia. One barrel is nearly full in their dining room. May Wura says, when she misses her brother, she listens to songs by Liberian musicians who are helping to raise funds to fight the deadly disease. Duahli Saikautau, KERI News.